generations, more distance is added between his generation and those who came after and directly benefited from his life's work. It took 15 years to make today a federal holiday. And then, in 1994, the meaning of the holiday shifted when Coretta Scott King called for less of an emphasis on his life and more of a focus on his legacy. The mission expanded to include volunteerism, interracial cooperation, and youth and anti-violence activities. I would add that one of the most important parts of Dr. King's monumental legacy to remember this year is his firm belief in the importance of building a grassroots movement to pressure whoever is in power. Dr. King always understood that the only way to the mountaintop is through tremendous pushing from below. But as we all know, unfortunately for many, this holiday is just an excuse to have a long weekend. Clearly not y'all, because you all came very early in the morning. And after visiting some of the incredible organizations back in the community space, it is so clear that this breakfast is an example of how the folks here in San Diego are working to fulfill Dr. King's legacy every day. So thank you for letting me join you all this morning as we renew our commitment to Dr. King's causes. And I'm here to talk about how we can use the media to amplify that work. In many ways, the media shapes our understanding of who we are, what our country is about, and what our place is in the world. And as I look out in this audience, I know that this room is filled with truth seekers and truth speakers. By fighting for social justice, you are the real defenders of democracy. And like many of you, at times, I feel really frustrated. And as someone in the media, I feel frustrated and betrayed by the state of media in this country. A media that, in so many ways, public discourse, not one that enriches corporations. A media that strengthens democracy, not one that only strengthens government. When the media does not reflect the vibrant diversity of the people on the planet and the people in this room, both the quality of journalism and, more importantly, the quality of our democracy suffer. Everyone here, has a role to play. We all have a responsibility to hold media accountable, make it just, democratic, and make it actually work for us. Disenfranchised communities have increasingly been marginalized as media monopolies grow. Ownership of television stations and radio stations by people of color is at its lowest levels since the government started tracking. Issues affecting diverse communities have been underreported and ignored. The gross skewing of our national story cannot continue, particularly because with the passing of each year, the story that mainstream media is telling about America becomes less and less true. And I know that if we were all in power, we would create a media that would accomplish many of the goals that have been discussed today, and more. More diversity, more accuracy,